Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Farm issues, sometimes they sure sound a lot like those that impact all citizens. And a case in point is one of the newer issues being addressed today by Kentucky Farm Bureau's State Resolutions Committee.
There seems to be some interest and concern on the utilization of drones. Drones can be very beneficial to a farmer, whether it be check their livestock or check the progress of their crops. But there is some concern from our county farm bureaus about drones flying over private property.
Farm Bureau's Director of Public Affairs, Jeff Harper, says the FAA has issued a tentative regulation that may require registration of all drones, and that too will likely get attention this week from the group's resolution committee. He says another couple of issues among farmers are shared by the general public.
The teacher retirement problem and the state retirement pension. That's been in the news and probably will continue to be as we move forward to the 2016 session.
Another of the group's top priorities is more farm-related.
We've always been supportive of and will continue to be is maintaining the 50% of the Master Settlement Agreement funds being allocated to the Ag Development Board to diversify Kentucky agriculture.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
The greatest show on dirt. The North American Championship Rodeo returns to Louisville's Freedom Hall November 12th through the 14th, 7:30 nightly. Come on out for all the action, including bull riding. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster. There's special kids pricing all three nights. The rodeo's just a part of the family fun at the North American International Livestock Expo. Go to livestockexpo.org for more information.
We're back today with Farm Bureau's Jeff Harper. He says all 120 counties have submitted suggestions for consideration, totaling over 900 issues. They'll be consolidated by the Resolutions Committee this week for final action at the group's annual meeting in early December. Some of those resurface most every year.
We are always a strong advocate of the old House Bill 44, which was passed in 1979, that limits the amount of increase in state property taxes.
One success from last year has been in dealing with the increasing problem of groups of black vultures attacking and killing newborn calves in the field.
U.S. Fish and Wildlife did grant Kentucky Farm Bureau a sub-depredation permit that has allowed us 700 takes. That has been very successful, and we are getting a lot of resolutions from counties urging us to continue that next year.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.